Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio, the realest of the real, the wildest of the wild, Black Poet on the check-in, and my nigga King Eric with the carry the bench, my nigga Bomby with the sports. What the fuck is going on, y'all? What the hell, man?
Yeah, we live, man. Had a delay in effect, but we definitely on. I'm definitely on.
Yeah, nigga, what up, man? What's the fuck going on out there this week?
Man, shit. We happy to dodge a bullet from this tropical storm or hurricane that was going to hit the Carolinas. But with the grace of God, we went ahead and dodged that bullet. We just got a lot of rain over here.
We definitely
dealing with that shit too. Just off to the east of Long Island.
It's a rainy fucking day, yo. I like this weather though. You know, keep motherfuckers away.
Keep these weirdos and people with evil intentions out, because nobody gonna go out there and act crazy in the midst of a tropical storm. I mean, you might find some people that's gonna do it, but the odds are slimmer.
Crazy. All the criminals love bad weather. Watching The Hangover Part 2. One tight minute, this nigga retarded.
That's why I wanted to touch people on to what's going on, that these automaker strikes is really putting a ripple on within the economy now. And it got to the point where they're demanding more wages, and that's creating the ripple effect. So The automakers are now going on strike, and it's affecting the where people that's looking for used cars, they can't really get the parts now.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. You know, it's going to cause a bigger effect than that. But them niggas demand is crazy. I heard they want a 4-day work week. Them niggas ain't going for that. Them niggas want a 4-day work week. They ain't getting that shit.
And they ain't budging so far.
You know, because they see what happened with they see what happened with Amazon or UPS and how they got their little, you know, they went on strike and got, you know, whatever they was asking for, they got. So it's just gonna cause that shit throughout all industries, you know.
Nah, they just want more money because the executives got more money and shit. They motherfuckers. They got raises and shit, all the executives making money more. So they want to get their little bit. They want to see some extra in their paycheck, you know. It's only right.
Well, executives own the shit, you know. Executives own the shit. So they going to see the paper, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, the disgruntled worker outside that's mad that the guy that hits him off is making more money than him. It's not his fault that you're not making the money you should be making. That shit ain't his fault. But, you know, when you do work for a company, you should treat your employees right, you know, that makes them want to come to work.
That's why they're striking on their ass. Like, all right, get off your own shit, nigga.
Yeah, but if one thing I learned from business owners is that you're replaceable. It don't matter how long you've been. They'll replace you. Oh, you want to give us a headache? All right. Hire another set of 10 people that need jobs that ain't complaining. And watch your ass.
The way they doing
it,
they shutting down all the plants. Like, you get, you know, niggas over here striking and the plant over there striking. And you got 3 plants shutting down striking. So, you know, when you hit them like that, that creates more than just one plant and a few workers. Now you got to replace fucking all the workers and all the plants. Can't just find those guys overnight.
The union, which represents Ford, GM, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chrysler, they all shut down all the plants to provide parts for used cars who need service. The union is demanding a 40% pay increase, plus they want that work 32 but get paid for 40 hours. I don't know how that's going to stand, but they standing their ground.
Yeah. I mean,
shut them shit down, man. Okay.
Ain't no way you going to get work 32 hours and get paid for 40 unless you're doing 12-hour days for 4 days. And then,
yeah, they demand
and then
the
you
crazy.
Can get, and then you can get that 5th day off, but there's no way you're gonna get paid 32 for 32 hours, and you're getting 40-hour pay in 32 hours. They ain't doing that shit.
You know it's gonna create the ripple effect. That's gonna create the ripple effect because then. You will have people that's working day-to-day jobs. They're going to start demanding more out of their employers. 40-hour pay, working 30.
I mean, they've been trying to talk that for a long time, you know, where people work, you know, so people can enjoy their families and things like that. When you think about it, somebody working 40 hours, you know, he spend more time at the job than he is at home. Or she's at home, you know. She work all day. She come home. She leave at 7. She come home at 5. 2-3 hours. You in your house. You going back to sleep, only to leave to go to work again. But at least, you know, if you can get a 3-day weekend, if you could get a 3-day weekend with your family, that's great. You know what I mean? That's great. You got to think about that. I mean, if you pay the people,
and
they're
talking about shutting down the government, and the government about to shut down on the first if they don't come to some kind of agreement, it's about to get nasty.
Yeah, hope motherfuckers save some money out there, you know? Motherfuckers be spending their money as soon as they get it. Shit is real out there right now. Like, I went and bought, yo, I'm going to tell you this. I went and bought a gallon of milk today. That shit cost me $6.98.
Damn.
Yeah. A gallon of milk.
See, I don't fuck with milk like that, but that's crazy.
I mean, you got kids, man. You got kids. Kids drink milk.
What you used to go there, Bob? What you used to get for $100? You're getting half of that now for $100 and stuff.
You're not even getting that. You're getting like less than that.
Yeah. Plus, on top of that, they're cutting out a lot of programs.
Like 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Listen, man.
$100.
Milk is up, gas is up, everything up right now. Everything is up right now. Everything.
And they blame everything on Biden.
Oh, that shit don't got nothing to do with him. That shit don't got nothing to do with him. That shit's all.
It don't make a difference.
But that's the narrative right now, you know. Oh, it's Biden. Yo, you voted for this, so this is what y'all voted for, and all this shit. Not knowing that that's
just
what the Republicans doing. They blocking a lot of shit. The Republicans is making the problem, and they're blaming the shit on Biden. Everything's Biden for. Now they got motherfuckers talking, everybody talking about fuck Biden.
Nah, the milk don't got nothing to do with Biden.
The problem go beyond
president. Damn, what the fuck is going on out there?
Yeah, man, I got a bad cough, man.
Yeah, the problem go beyond president.
Yeah, it's all economy. It's all the economy.
They're going to blame all that shit on the big homie. You already see the guy with
Trump said,
black people, Spanish people talking about, oh, we're going to vote for Trump next time because this, that, and the other. They plan is working. You know what I'm saying?
Even though Trump said he's going to shut inflation down within the first week he get in.
See, Trump want to end democracy, period. He don't want... He want to fucking get rid of the FBI. He want to stop all kinds of... That nigga want to try to be the king if he get back in. And all them niggas is going to fucking with people that gave him a problem. He's going to be on a revenge tour. That motherfucker get back in, kid. But I doubt
Yeah, he got too much legality issues going on with him.
I mean, he can't win because everybody's blaming this shit on Biden right now. The only reason that nigga won't win is because we stand with women's rights and shit like that. You know, the right to choose and shit like that. That's going to be a big issue.
Yeah, that's the reason why the Republicans don't really have this in the bag, because of them blatantly cutting out programs and hurting the people.
Yeah, man.
I mean, programs are good if they're working. But if you're shelling out money for a program and it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, it's a waste of money.
Then we got the immigrant problem. You know?
That's what Mayor Adams said. He said that the migrant crisis would destroy my city.
What it look like down there? You don't see the migrant problem down there?
Nah, man. It's pretty much. I'm in North Carolina. It's not that bad at all.
Yeah, North Carolina, a red state, so they probably ain't even allowed them to come there.
Even though our governor...
See, that's the whole problem. All the red states started shipping them to the blue states like, yo, y'all pour this shit, right? All right, so we're going to send them to y'all. And that's when they all started sending them to New York. DeSantis did that, started that shit from Florida. And, all right, since you guys want to do that, I'll send them to you. So it's busting them into the red states, but they all in the blue states.
Yeah, they get all the red states. Check it out. All the red states are against, they against migrants. They against, they with abortion. They with abortion. They against migrants.
Now they against abortion.
Huh?
You
want
to take the woman's rights. The red states are against abortion.
No, that's what I mean. Like they don't want you to have kids if you can't take care of them. Because then the state got to take care of them. They don't
want to
be responsible.
They want you to have
huh?
kids. They want you to have a kid. They want you to get rid of the kid. And the whole thing is, when the kid is here, they don't want to help. They don't want to have to help raise them. But I forced these people to have these babies, and she didn't want to have.
No, blue states are for blue states are to protect the woman's rights and so they can have a decision on abortion. The red states, they ain't trying to have none of that.
They fucking with the gay people and the schools, the LGBTQ, and all the motherfuckers. They wild on that. This is a real important election, fellas. You know, I ain't with the voting shit and all that, but this time we might have to come out. Niggas might have to come out. Because,
yeah, they definitely,
if not, I think we don't need a Democrat or a Republican in there, man. We need a fucking nigga like Bernie Sanders, somebody.
I mean, you just need somebody with common sense. You just need somebody with common sense and right and wrong and stop putting colors and you know, like.
If you notice all the shit happening, all the color shit and all that shit, once Trump got in there, yo. Once Obama got out and Trump got in, that's where all this racial shit started. More and more.
No, I'm not
talking
about I'm not talking about color like that. I'm talking about Republican, Democrat, you know? All that shit. That shit's always been, there's always been tug of war. Whether Clinton was in office, whether Obama's in office, whether Bush was in office, but they just need someone that looks at black and white and you know, and sees the gray in the middle, you know, because that's where everybody lives, is in the gray in the middle. You can't be pro Republican or pro Democrat trying to get people to follow you, because you're just trying to get people to choose sides. The people that you got to choose, the people, choose the people. Fuck choosing the side of what's right and what's wrong from your point of view. You got to choose what's right and wrong through the people. Because it's the people that get up every day and go bust their ass at their job or can't afford to have a job, so they have public assistance, you know. But, you know, there was a time where public assistance made people go to work to earn that check, you know. Like,
but the people ain't even running the country. The people ain't running the country.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's fucked up.
You need somebody. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you need somebody in there that's looking at shit from the view of the people, you know, and not just what they get up wearing or what's in their house or living how they living or they tax bracket. Like, fuck all the tax brackets, you know. Think about the people that got you where you at, you know. It's the people that
don't think
vote,
about them until they end it. They don't think about them when it's election time.
I mean, but they
look, who makes the decision that you're going to keep sending Ukraine all this fucking money?
It ain't the people. The people don't split on that.
That's the government. But that's what I'm saying. If you got people that, if you got someone in there that's listening to the people, a lot of that shit wouldn't be going on in them closed doors, you know? If you for the people, if you for the people, call me up. No matter how racist Trump was, no matter how racist he was, at the end of the day, he was still doing right for the people, lowering gas prices, lowering food costs, lowering, you know, giving people stimulus money so they could buy shit. Like, he was really sitting in the gray, even though he's pro whatever he is, you know?
Yes, he Trump
you know,
wasn't a regular politician.
You know, Obama,
he wasn't a politician.
You know, he tried to come through and try to be something like that, but, you know, gave people their own way of getting their own health care without being under government health care. You could buy your shit with however much money you earn. You can have your own health care. You ain't got to have Medicaid, but you don't have to have what your company is offering. Then they gave out Obama phones to make sure people had ways to contact people. But, you know, you gotta look in the gray, man. And the gray is where everything is going on. And that's where the economy sits, is in the gray, because it deals with all the people. All the people, whether you're rich or poor, that's the economy, rich or poor. There's no middle class no more. So,
yes, it is real.
Yeah, you either eating or you struggling. There's no, I'm all right. There ain't none of that shit going on no more.
You know, in between, kid, you either up or you down.
Yeah, you up or down, you know?
No in between.
And the middle class is pretty much plummeted at this point.
Yeah, man, it's just a matter of, you know, someone out there really speaking for the people. But if anything, they should let the people speak for the people.
The people are split. People are split, bro. People are not together.
America,
yeah, because
the
most
of
people
divided.
Get split in a long time. Hell yeah.
America is way too divided, and that's why they play on passing these laws and causing all the mass hysteria, because they know the people are not unified to fight for a common cause.
Yep. And that's what they want. What's going on out there,
sports, man? See, Colorado took an L today. Oregon State beat them 42-6.
Man, niggas is happy at that. I don't know why niggas is happy at that. You want to see the underdog win.
I mean, it's one game out the season. I mean, it's one game out the season, and they don't want to see somebody flourish, but that's in anything. That's in anything. You know, hate
don't like his style. They don't like his style. They don't like his style. You know, he's a hip-hop coach.
It's just the hate. It's just the hate. It's just hate. You know, the Giants took an L on Thursday. Tomorrow's mad games going on tomorrow. Jets and Patriots tomorrow.
The Jets, man.
Bills
oh my
and
God, man.
Yeah, the Jets took an L last week, and they fucking...
They were bad.
Gave me heartburn, man. He gave me heartburn.
What's up with the Yankees, man? The Yankees making it or what?
They a couple games. They still there. They could still get in there. They won yesterday 7-1, you know?
Yeah, Aaron Judge is back, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what they've been missing.
Nah, he's been back, but it's just a matter of... You got to remember, right? So last year, he was hitting home runs all over the place. So when people pitch to him, they don't want to be somebody that's pitching to him so he can hit a home run. So they try... You know, they try all different things. But yesterday, no matter what pitcher they put in there, he was just cracking them over the wall. And if you know baseball, Yankee Stadium is one of the easiest stadiums to hit a home run. It ain't like a lot of other stadiums where, you know, they got a high wall or something going on like that. But they still got a chance of... Yeah, they still got a chance of... making it in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out the I gotta check out who's gonna be playing tomorrow. I see who in the Panthers gonna be playing.
Carolina?
Yeah.
Football season.
Yeah, football season in full effect. We in week 3 of 18. The Panthers at the Seahawks. Panthers playing the Seahawks tomorrow. But I want to touch on this. I don't know if y'all heard this, but Tom Brady got a podcast, right? He got a podcast, and he was saying that he's surprised that the Jets ain't reach out to him after Aaron Rodgers went down. Could you imagine Tom Brady in a Jets uniform?
If the money right here, do
it.
What's up?
Are you saying that the money right here came out?
Oh yeah. He was saying he's surprised that they didn't reach out to him. Look that up.
Look up now.
Oh, so he's saying that shit like, he was ready to roll?
Hey, who am I seeing Brady in fucking a gang green uniform?
They ain't got the protection right there, man. They need an O-line, man, real O-line. See, they keep touching on. That's how fucking... Aaron Rodgers is hurt right now, man. Just put hands on him. Got to protect that nigga, man. They can't protect niggas, man. All Brady needs is a little protection and get the ball.
I'm surprised nobody swallowed that pride. And holler at Kaepernick. He's still ready to go.
Oh, man, Kaepernick ain't played in 8 years, man. Niggas, he ain't in football.
Nah, they looking past Kaepernick. He ain't been playing. They damn
the whole
at him.
Can of worms is going to open up fucking with him right now. Plus, that nigga took the money, man. You got to go. Stay over there, man.
Yeah, what I'm mad about, is the Giants. Because they gave this quarterback all his money before the season started. And first game, they get blown out. Thursday, they get beat 30-12.
Saquon is hurt,
He ain't got no reason to play no more. He got money now. He ain't got no reason to play. Same in basketball. I hate that shit. They give all these guys money. And then they all turn out like shit.
Yeah.
That's why I see it all the time.
Coaching in the NFL, he said, like the coach, they want to get Deion, you know, and they can say, oh, Deion could be a coach in the NFL. And Deion is like, nah, man, I don't want to coach in the NFL. Because those guys is hungry. It's hard to tell a motherfucking millionaire, you know, how to go out and go about there and do that shit. You know, these guys are young and hungry. They listen. Millionaire motherfuckers don't listen.
Yeah, it's like it's you being seasoned. You're seasoned. So you've been through it all, and you got somebody telling you how to play when you already live in a mansion and got Lambos and all kinds of shit in your yard. Ain't trying to hear you.
A Lambo for every day of the week at that.
You can't teach your old dog new tricks. He done been here already. He done scratched his ass and rubbed his ass on the fucking field. Y'all dog fucking scratch their ass and they pull their ass on the fucking carpet. That's these old ass fucking football players. They ain't trying to listen to nobody. Fuck you. I'm going to scratch my ass right here. And I'm still going home to my mansion. And I'm most likely going to be in the NFL Hall of Fame anyway. You know? When you're working with the youth, you see the youth, you see the energy. You see the hunger, you see the potential, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to motivate a motherfucker that's full.
Yeah, that's like, yo, you hungry? Like, come on, let's go eat. And you ate already. Like, nah, I'm all right. I'm good. Oh, nah, you don't want to get this millions? You want to get these millions? Nah, I got millions already. That's that mentality, you know?
Yeah, plus they already grown. You got to look at the maturity level as well. These guys here in the high school and college, they trying to get their feet in the door. So that grit is going to be already there. So that's what prime can offer
college
his veteran
is. College players get paid too now. So they can get paid now too, but not like that. But still, you know, they're more hungry.
Now, put it like this, Poet. You the quarterback for the New York Giants, right? You know what your salary is coming in, and then they just drop on you. Yo, we're going to give you an $8.5 million bonus for this year, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you think you care? You think
before
that guy cares if you win?
Snap?
Before you did even one snap, we're giving you $8.5. Before game one even started for the season.
Man, that shit motivated a motherfucker, to tell you the truth.
See, to you,
the game.
It should motivate you. But to him, it's like, oh, shit, I ain't even got to play hard no more.
If you love the game, you know, just like hip-hop. You know, we love hip-hop. Motherfucker, come bless you. The ill contract, or you get the ill situation, you gonna go hard. These guys, I don't know, maybe they, you know, it's more physical. That's why motherfuckers don't ain't going that hard like that, like they used to. You know, they full. They got that money.
Look, Aaron Rodgers was getting
like
money,
LeBron.
And he
like
still
like
agreed
LeBron,
to.
Like LeBron's the richest basketball player right now, right? Why? But he don't got to play no more. He loves the game. Somebody should retire. He loves basketball, you know? So, and he takes his
it's
body,
just,
right, you know?
It's the same with Aaron Rodgers. It's the same with Aaron Rodgers. He, you know, he's seasoned. He's been out there. But he loved the game so much that he agreed to come play with the Jets. Whether he got hurt or not,
yeah,
he still was coming to play. You know, Brett Favre, the same thing, you know? A lot of these still
about Aaron Rodgers,
stay in the game.
You got guaranteed. You got guaranteed money. His contract is guaranteed. So even though he hurt, he's still getting that money.
But it's just like, what's
his
name?
Yeah, they
got to pay. You know, they have Flacco.
Odell Beckham?
The Jets had Flacco. He got money, but he still loves the game. He still wants to play.
Yes, you got
he ain't
like
do
that.
Good last year. You know, he ain't do good, but he still love enough to play.
Yeah, he just niggas want Niggas want to play, man. It's all about the individual. It's all about the individual.
So what I'm really waiting for, I'm waiting for basketball season to start, really. I want to see what all these trades are going to do. All these teams that traded. I see Antetokounmpo, he's been training with Olajuwon. That'd be crazy if he goes to Houston.
Who's in Houston?
Oh, I don't know, but you know, just going somewhere different and being with someone like Hakeem Olajuwon, you know, teaching you the ropes.
Man, we need a nigga to come to New York, man.
Y'all need like that. Y'all need like a Charles Oakley or a Ewing.
The Joker just showed niggas what it is, man. Y'all need a big man that's gonna be able to stop me. You see how the Joker shit is? That nigga is water.
But you know what Denver showed? Denver showed the league that you ain't gotta have superstars on your team. It's just a whole team playing together is what matters.
And Denver showed the niggas big man ball, you know. And all the teams were stuck on three-pointers and Steph Curry and short niggas made it a point guard game. Denver showed the niggas is back to the big man game. Can't win with them three-pointers all the time. You need big man. That's why they trying to get Dwight Howard over there at Golden State, get some hype. You need hype right now. Three-pointers ain't going to last forever. And all Steph Curry changed the game up in the NBA. Everybody was trying to design their team to beat Golden State. Yeah, well, don't forget about the big man game. And that's what Joker showed niggas like this. And we're going to bring this shit back to pound the ball inside. Score. Simple. All that 3-point at the half line shit, it look good. It's entertaining, but that shit ain't always going to save you. Now, if you got the perfect combination of height and that, the 3-point game, oh, you're going to kill them. But you need some trees out there. And that's why the niggas,
everything's
they ain't have no keys, man. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, everything goes to sight.
Sure.
I don't know what L.A. doing. I don't know what Dame Dash, what the fuck is Dame Time doing? He's staying over there or he's getting his trade?
I don't think nobody wants to pick that up.
Nah, niggas ain't got the fucking, niggas ain't got the trade value. Nobody got, you got to give up a couple niggas to get Dame. Nobody giving up half their squad for Dame right now.
Yeah, it's tough, you know.
Yeah, it's real out there, y'all.
But
the Screwball Radio, you know, we talk about everything.
They definitely, the heat getting cut out of Damian Lillard talks, just, you know, to put that out there.
Yeah, that wasn't the was looked to me anyway. He's not a tall guy. He's not going to be doing much over there if he went over there. The Heat was the Cinderella team, yo. I don't think they're going to do all that shit this year unless they get some more. They need height, too. That's why they ain't fucked up, because they ain't have no height.
Yeah.
About the time to go back to the big man game now. Well, the small man game for the decade, but now we're going back full throttle. It's like Fort said, got to get some trees.
Yeah, you need some trees out there. So I go on the state looking for Dwight. I don't know if it's true or not, but Dwight Howard might go to Golden State, get him some height, defense, and let Steph shoot them three-pointers, and then they can fucking make a run again. But they can't just do it with the three-pointers, man. Splash Brothers did not show up. Well, Steph showed up. Clay ain't show up.
That's why probably they got Chris Paul over there to give him some assistance in case one of them go down. But I don't know how that's going to go with the team chemistry.
He's going to fit because he's a passer, man. You know, he's a passer, so he's going to fit right in.
Oh, yeah, he's a super point guard.
You got to give these people this music.
He's a super point guard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to give y'all some heat for this Saturday night. The call number is 516-531-9596. We on live and direct. Let's get to it. Screwball Radio, live in the flesh.
Let's get it.
Yo, man. play dirty, they never told you that life fit. Made bands off my dreams, started with a nickel in a nightmare. The reaper trying to slice you with a sickle out your Nike. Your eyes to the sky looking for God, but he right here. In the flesh, do what you do with that. You know the laws of power, don't get too attached. In tune with the tool that I use to clap at you niggas first, fuck shooting back. It's fucked up when somebody you love using crack. Kinda like suicide, you can't get used to that. Still at the table with the apple bag, the razor. Miami ice, throwaway phone, filthy paper. Did dirt from upstate to the Ave in Jamaica. Like a bitch with a fat ass and Fenty makeup that you wear to hide the scars from a life in danger. Nothing stay the same, even your day one to change up. Dagger in your back, don't know it come from a stranger. Designer garments in the closet, swinging on a hanger. Skeleton bones, pistol and chrome clips for the banger. That's extensive, blowing push blends out the bins with. You always gonna be broke cause you made five to spend six. Ain't doing something for nothing, nigga, my time expensive. Rhyme relentless, like Robert Beck when I pinch it. Your girl give me gobble neck but never get a mention. I streak like 110 wins and counting. When I'm done, my face etched in stone on a mountain. Fools ain't a mountain or nothing, so they hate. I ain't living the life they need, so honestly I can't relate. Just a machete to the head of the snake, burn him at the stake. Teach him never double cross the hand that fed him a plate. Skeleton bone, pistol and chrome clips for the banger. That's extended, blowing push plans out the bin whip. Skeleton bone, pistol and chrome clips for the banger. That's extended, blowing push plans out the bin whip. Skeleton bone, pistol and chrome clips for the banger. That's extended, blowing push plans out the bin whip.
Boy beat, nobody saves.
Oh man.
Locks, what up? Lil' Kim, what up?
Yes, sir.
R.I.P. Biggie Smalls.
Yo, what y'all wanna do? Best to avoid the drama, be Chili Palmer and play it cool. I'm a soldier from the streets, I don't make the rules, but I march like a boss, you April fool. You don't move nothing, thumbs down, you're not a goat. That's why I never hit the like button. You need the whole game behind you to hype something. I do it by myself, fam, get it right, cousin. Out in Brooklyn, DJ Scratch. In the early 90s, I was out in Albany Project. Raps I was writing was built for Pyrex. Even Big Daddy Kane know I ain't half step. Still hear a lot of you not, checkmate. I married hip-hop, we both made a sex tape. I kept your head nodding for 30 years. So plain and clear, your whole city need a neck brace. I talk shit, but I back it up. No pun intended, but I'm packing the Mac and back of the Acura. Jersey Ebonics, check the vernacular. We kill haters, I'm the ambassador of the massacre. Food for thought, being a boss, the main course. This for gorillas that grew up in the rainforest. Change course, now we all in a different Porsche. Change so big, we all can play tug of war. Whether you a new nigga or a old nigga, you're stagnant, cause you spit the same flow, nigga. Every time you rap, I'm like, here we go, nigga. Ask me, was it hot? I'm like, for sure, nigga. None of y'all don't want smoke, I'm a lion. Eating the ghosts before I do, I gotta fry them. Walking in my shoes, you couldn't define time. Golfing on these hoes, I'm swinging a 9-iron. Fast, let's get it. Come on, let's get it. Get it, get it, get it.
Yo.
Hey guys, had to go back on the air a little bit. I had a little technical issue going on with this server. My apologies. We definitely gonna get back to the music. Yeah, I had a little technical issue with this server right quick. Yeah, we definitely gonna get this thing back going.
Let's go, DJ fucking Yellow fucking Eminem.
Yeah, we're going to come back to it.
DJ Yella, Nick Acapella.
Yeah, before I go ahead and play the next song, man, we want to go ahead and take this show to give appreciation to the unsung heroes of hip-hop, man. That was one of the discussions that we had last week. And there's a lot of people that didn't really get their proper appreciation. Like, one in particular I want to talk about real fast before we go back on the music break is Fletch and Bobito's show that was heavy pioneers within the Dre Mob Gang.
Hold up a second. Who the fuck is Bobito? It's Stretch and Bobito.
It's right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from North Carolina.
You don't let that one slide, man. No bother. You want to
I'm from North Carolina.
Yo, hold up, man.
I'm from North Carolina.
I don't give a fuck if you from Timbuktu, nigga. Yo, Bobito, Stretch and Bobito.
What do you say?
Bobito.
You know, I had to give y'all some content, man. You know, I'm just messing with y'all. Man, I had to give y'all some content.
No, you ain't messing with us.
You was dead serious. You dead serious with that, man.
That's why I ain't saying that. That's why I was like, let me go ahead and get. I'm gonna go ahead and give these guys something before we go back on the music break.
Yeah, let's go.
Did you ever listen to Stretch and Bobito? Did you ever catch any A show? I even know about the nigga.
Yeah, I used to have a plug that stayed up top. He used to give me a lot of tapes, a lot of CDs, mixtapes from Clue, K Slay, all those guys. He used to stay in Connecticut.
Well, Stretch and Bobito never made mixtapes. They had a radio show.
First of all.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean later on, when it got transitioned into like freestyles and tapes and stuff like that. That's why I first started hearing from him.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What you wanted to say about Stretch and Bobito? What you wanted to say about Bobito and Stretch?
Man, look, we're going on this music break, man. We're going on this music break. I'll be right back with y'all.
Done some bad things, but I'm not a bad person. Forgive me, the homies know not the snake. Think the last serpent who bit me. Close the curtain. By the way, I've been overworking, amen. Don't throw your shirt in, I ain't waiting till it hits me. Back to stage one, that day come, it's back to robbing. Told my runner, don't like the jargon, we ain't have to bargain. They know we bargain, they know we bargain. Peace, Lord, let them keep score. Stand over coffins. Stand over coffins and piss. I stand over the faucet with six. It's all in the wrist, yeah. Pardon my absence, but I've been getting online money. We can start with the absence. The wise guys left, played fool. Open the spot across from grade school. That's how stupid they move. I'm still out of the way, but I can make $1,000 a day. Yay. They could leave you under healthcare. Yeah, that's when the death roll comes. And the shit takes a toll over some death roll drums. Like they always talking fables out they throw them guns. Or they always pushing back, you never touch no drugs, nah. So why the fuck they always lying, man? I'm eyeing them, killing these serpents up in the lion's den. Killing them like Leviathan. I try again, I murder this shit. I'm in my prime again, yeah. Non-fiction on the beat. They call my shit dope. It's addiction on the street. Drop with it from my plate. I caught you slipping with no cleats. This here's the major leagues. We the champs where I sleep. Now it's racing, I charge. Two bangs on the beat, make you so one.
on the team to hold the young king. Knock the gold off of your ring. When it comes to street, whoa. I'm a first responder like a Lambo versus a fucking Honda. Word to mama, giving classes out of broken llama. Skinny Pete got me surfing proper. Bunch of actors, they deserve an Oscar. Bartender, serve shots up. Urban monster, swerving copper. Big 50 cal, put a dent in the moon. New demon in the driving, boy, your friends in the room. I'm a talented goon, fat, sipping from the spoon. On the couch in the house, floor, flicking your wound. Quick lift up the room, then I switch up the room. Yo, it's hard to stay pure with all this wickedness, fool. Shit,
Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. And for those that don't know,
right, Schoolboy birthday, man. Happy heavenly birthday, Schoolboy. Who hand? Tally ho, my G.
Word. Who hand?
Hey, I think we have a call on the line. We got a 562 call on the line.
All right.
562, you on?
Yo, what up?
What's the word?
Who that?
What up? It's J Flash, man, representing L.A., Killer Cali out here.
All right. What's going on out there, man, Cali?
Chilling, man. You know, Ill Stars repping, you know. Just put out that EP. Right there, you heard that They Lion, produced by Stu Bangers, featuring Ethos, Flea Lord, Salute New York.
Okay.
Gotta get up on that, of course. Shout out Stu Banger, Ito.
Yes, sir, Matt. Love
what
you.
What's going
man.
On over there, man? What the weather like
you
out
know,
there?
Man, we're just, man, I mean, you know, maintaining, you know, we're just trying to take it day by day and get this shit going, you know what I mean? Stay on the grind. Keep the blade on the fucking grindstone, you know?
That's right, man. Don't let nobody stop your shine. Don't let nobody stop your grind. You got to keep it moving, you heard?
That's right, man. Respect. I mean, you got to. You know what I mean? It's always going to be obstacles in this shit, you know what I mean? It's about how you get up off them pitfalls, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, it's really doing it even in the pitfalls, you know?
Absolutely, man. That's where the iron's really forged, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whether you up or down, just do it because you love it and keep doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And never let anybody else's mishaps or because they ain't do it take you out of doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of niggas be trying to shit on niggas, man. Niggas be trying to cramp your fucking style and stop your flow because they ain't doing nothing, you know?
Yep.
You got to keep your shit popping.
I think that's exactly what it is, man. It's motherfuckers just trying to chop you down because they're not doing some shit. You know what I mean?
Hold up.
He'll be the main for practice.
So, yeah, you know what I mean?
I see a lot of shit online. I see niggas talking about, oh, a certain age, niggas should stop bombing and all this other shit. I'm like, who's making this narrative? Who's trying to come up with this shit, you know? Keep working, man. Just keep dropping fire, man. Fuck all that other shit.
I think that's a really bad fucking stigma we have in the culture, man, is, like, people try and put an age limit on this shit, but, like, if you jump outside the genre, you don't ever tell somebody in rock and roll that they're too old to be out there selling out fucking stadiums and shit, you know what I mean? Pressing another fucking record. Like, you don't hear that shit, but in hip-hop, there's that stigma, like, if you hit a certain age, what the fuck you still doing rapping?
Like, I'm going to give you a jewel right now, though. I'm going to give you a jewel right now. It's the OGs that's dropping music that keeping hip-hop relevant.
That's what I'm saying. The real hip-hop.
That shit is fucking had acts. You know what I'm saying? That shit is whack.
Yeah.
A lot of that shit is whack. But when the OGs drop music they put that vibe back into the air. They put that feeling back into the air. And also the younger cats that come out that idolize the OGs that keep that same flavor coming. You know what I'm saying? That know their history, that study the hip hop art. You know,
most
and that's why they could still continue to keep giving people that new raw, and it gives the OGs hope that there's still hope for hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Yeah,
man, I mean,
who's making you want to rewind shit and listen to it again these days? Out of all these, you know, younger dudes and shit like that, who makes you want to rewind and be like, yo, you heard what he said? Yo, that shit was dope. Da, da, da. Ain't too many of that. Ain't too much rewind going on.
I mean, you know, there's one or two, you know, a couple people out there that's still keeping it funky, you know, like you know, he just did a song with Ito. Ito's one of my new favorites. Rome Streets, he another G out there doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So they out there,
definitely.
You know, they out there. But
you,
those
you
are the
got
ones
Red
that.
Man.
Yeah, Redman the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah,
he's a GOAT.
Definitely
he's
a GOAT
one
right
of the GOATs.
There.
Yeah,
most
he's
definitely.
One of the GOATs.
Hands down.
Redman,
but yeah,
been,
man,
been
like
carrying
you said, like there's the real that are out there that you find, you know what I mean, like, and that are still actually pushing this real raw hip hop shit that it was about, you know what I mean? The pen, pushing the pen, you know what I mean? And making, trying to drop classics, you know what I mean? Rather than it be about entertainment, you know what I mean?
Well, you say you from Cali? What part of Cali you from?
I'm from L.A., dog.
Oh, L.A.? L.A.
Yes, sir. L.A., SoCal, Six Side, let's go.
That's dope. That's dope. Salute all the homies from L.A. that, you know, that be chopping it up with us, man. Got nothing but love for the West Coast. Word is born.
Yeah, man. It's all love, man, east to west, you know what I mean? It's all love, man. We're all pushing this culture further, you know what I mean, and trying to keep this culture alive and steady the way that it was and that it currently is, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Exactly.
And I got this one question. This question is for everybody that's on right now. So just the other day I seen Birdman make a statement about, you know, the South running hip-hop. That the East had it, the West had it, but the South not letting it go. How many people really listen to Southern rap? I ain't trying to go against nothing, you know, because each state got their hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I like A-Ball MJG, you know what I'm saying? They from Memphis. They one of the dopest hip-hop acts to come out of Memphis to me, you know? But what y'all think about that statement?
I'm thinking that with that statement, I'm thinking it's very disingenuous. He's going by past metrics because there's not really a lot of big groups or big movements in the South right now currently. Like, we don't have the Goody Mobs or the Outkasts or the UGKs or the 8-Ball MJGs or even Rap-A-Lot for that matter. Or Scarface.
One of the dopest groups out there is what, Contra Coast, what, they from L.A., Razzcast, Sun,
yeah,
and they dope hip-hop, they official, I love them dudes, man.
I mean, I think it goes deeper than that, too, because, like, I mean, look, in all actuality, right, music is all preferential. There's really no right and there's no wrong way to do it, right? It's really how you feel and what you really gravitate towards, right? Now, me personally, I grew up listening to Golden Age, Boom Bap era shit, right? Raw beats, ill rhymes, dope cuts, like, that's what I grew up listening to. That's what I associate hip-hop with, right? Always striving to be the dopest. Now, I think when Birdman said his statement, and I'm not quoting him or none of that shit, but like I think nowadays it's saturated with that sound, that Southern drill, that same kind of sound, whereas before you were able to differentiate motherfuckers from, you know what I mean? All right, that's, oh, he's got to be from New York. He's got to be from the East. Like, oh, he's definitely from the South. Oh, that's a West Coast, you know what I mean, G-Funk rapper right there. Like, you were kind of more inclined to differentiate the shit. I think now it's so saturated where everybody's trying to push for that same sound. It makes it hard to stick with the confines of what I think hip-hop was supposed to be, was based on originality. Don't try and be like somebody. Separate yourself from the hurt.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? But in that context, like, yeah, I mean, listen to everything. Everything nowadays pretty much has that drill. And where'd the drill come from? It came from the South. And everybody has that. You know what I mean?
Drill started in Chicago. You know, drill started in Chicago. That's drill music originated in Chi-Town, you know. The FB Ducks, what's his name? The little homie that got killed a couple years ago. King Von, you know, that whole old block. You know, they pretty much, and Chief Keef, you know, Chief Keef is like the godfather to the drill rap, you know. But that sound started in Chicago, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Yeah, my bad. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything kind of has that same similarity now. Like I'm saying, like, back when, I mean, when I was growing up, like, you would be able to determine a West Coast record. Like, as soon as you heard the first couple seconds, you're like, okay. It's definitely a West Coast producer, or it's a West Coast thing. Like, if you heard something that was grimy as fuck from the East, you're like, yo, that's got to be from New York. That's got to be from Jersey. That's got to be from Philly. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But now I think the beats are so fucking similar now. Again, in that fucking range of media, it just sounds all the same. So, I mean,
because they're just trying to duplicate the sound. They're trying to, yo, that's hot right now. Let's try to make something that sounds like
exactly.
that. But, you know, what that comes to is that's the industry. That's the industry, like, trying to
that's
set the standard of what hip-hop sound like. When hip-hop is about boom bap. That's hip-hop, you know? That's hip hop. The sampling, the drum selection, the kick, the snare, all that, and the sample, all that. That's hip hop. If it don't contain any of those elements, it's not hip hop. It's just rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference between hip hop and rap music. There's a big difference. You know?
Right. Yeah, the lines get blurred though. You know what I'm saying? Most motherfuckers blur the line, especially nowadays, because, you know what I mean, like, a lot of cats aren't, like, put on like they used to, like, getting to know where this culture came from and the foundation of it and the roots and the founders and shit, you know what I mean?
You know, it's the same with the West Coast. Like the West Coast, you know, they got that G-Funk, you know? Shout out to Cocaine. Shout out
Hell
to Above the Law. Shout out to Snoop Dogg, you know, shout out to all the people that keep that West Coast, because I love West Coast music. I love hip hop in the West
Shout
Coast.
Out to everybody out West, man. That G-Funk shit is killing, you know what I mean?
They always had their own style, you know, they were always their own, you know? And, you know, the South was trying to find their way, you know, and they found their way, and they made their mark, but you could never take away and say that they reign supreme, because at the end of the day, you know, you got East Coast rappers, hip-hop artists that is touring and selling out stadiums.
For sure.
You know? From Nas to 50 Cent to Busta Rhymes.
Wu-Tang,
you know?
And, yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, that's what the people want. If they packing out stadiums, it's because that's what the people want to hear.
That's right. That's fact.
I don't really see South coming to New York doing tours and coming doing shows over here. They don't want
to
hear that shit.
He's driving tours. He's driving canceling tours more than anything.
You know, some people might like it. You know, some people might like it, but, you know, me personally, you know, it's whatever. I'm hip hop.
For sure.
My radio
I mean, again, that's what I'm saying.
My radio don't play none of that shit.
That's right. Shit. Hey, well, I could respect that.
Wrap this
shit
up dope, E. Make sure we wrap up dope, you heard?
we gonna go out with a bang, man. We're gonna go out with a bang with what we're gonna do. We're gonna hit y'all with the throwback pick of the week. And we wanna pick an unsung hero. And the unsung hero that I picked this week was Heavy D. Because I feel Heavy D doesn't really get a lot of his praise. So it's only right to give him his flowers on the show here.
Well, check it out.
Yeah,
there will
right.
be no Biggie There will be no Biggie Smalls without Heavy D. Because Puffy crafted big
Heavy.
Around Heavy D. And homie that just called in from L.A., drop your jewels, your state, you know, where people could find you. And thanks for calling in and showing us love.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you for spinning the record, man. Thank you for fucking with it. This is Jay Flash the Illest out here in L.A., West Coast. You can catch me at my Instagram. That's j.flash_theillest. Catch me there. All my music, all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Look up Jay Flash, The Arrival, the EP. It's crazy. Got merch up. Cop some merch. You get the digital album for free. So get it, man. Let's go.
Definitely.
That's dope. That's dope. We're giving people a gift. That's dope.
Absolutely, man. Take a little piece of, you know, of the art, man. You know what I mean? That's what it is at the end of the day. Shit is art.
For real.
Exactly. We're going to keep this shit banging over here, you heard?
Hey, much love and respect from L.A., man. Thank you guys again. I appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah, bud.
No doubt.
Anytime.
No doubt.
Welcome.
Yo, E, take us out.
Yeah, bro.
All right. We out. Same school time, same school channel next Saturday.
Let's go.
Happy birthday, Screwball.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Screwball.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Bob, the Fat Mac in the house, you know what I'm talking about.
Big shot.
Space A's represent, you know what I'm talking about.
You feel me?
Big Pun up in here, you know what I'm talking about. Heavy D, Fat Mac, we finna do this,
Big
you know what I'm talking about.
Ready,
show up,
uh-huh.
Pull up,
Heavy
blow
ball,
up,
ready,
this how we
nigga.
Do. Heavy D, set it up.
Big gentleman, asshole, full of Benjamins, new millennium, new Bentley then, assault edition, gorgeous women, swimming in them, cinnamon with denim, diva pigeons, peep the glisten, y'all don't listen, see what you missing, Diggy, double shot of Henny, all about the M-O-N-E, why, bubble like no any, diamond lick, crucifix, seducing chicks, selective whips, consecutive hits, I break sun with pun, fool ball with ball, screw all of y'all, we the big shot. Heavy rotation, every location. Smoke stogies with brodies on the corner in front of bodegas. World famous, you gon' love us or hate us. You the type that'll scuff up my gators because of my papers. Bitter by my glitter, so you killin' my jaw.
Damn, can a nigga live on board?
You on point, man. I'm on point, fun. You on point, ball. I'm on point, wood.
Guys frontin' like you live, but we oversized. Holdin' knives to your necks on my nines.
take time to perfect every rhyme that I kick. I should get a sign on my dick, one at a time for the chicks. They be trying to resist every time I insist. They submit, bitch, don't be lying on my brick. I'm too quick for your lies and deception. Hold your eyes in my direction if you strive for perfection. And just watch the pro, but it's like a drug. You gotta cop and go pee for more. Catch me next time, I gotta rock the show. Got the go, I'll be back on some other fat shit. Piece of the Bronx for mothering this rap shit.
You on point, man? I'm on point, fun. You on point, ball? I'm on point, wood. You on point, man? I'm on point, fun. You on point, ball? I'm on point, wood. You on point, man? I'm on point, fun. You on point, ball? I'm on point, wood.
You on point, man?
I'm on point, fun. You on point, ball? I'm on point, wood. I'm on point, fun. I'm on point, wood.
Prayer.
They don't understand
the movement, you know what I'm saying? We've been
grinding, playing that work. We just cut from a different cloth. They ain't gonna never see our kind again. We playing for keeps, man. I'm from the city of Gotham. Who want problems? Rocket launcher, some of y'all us. We all got them. Boost, Balenciaga. We all rock them. My guns shoot on the water, son. You can't stop them. Empty the clip, reload, and keep popping. Salute me. I have them circle your crib in a hoopty. I get stomped out by Mongo Black Kabuki.
Allahu Akbar.
I'm blessed when I'm just in a koofy. It's like a movie, how I jump on a spray the Uzi. My cutie, your coolie, whip the wheel and wave the toolie. It's one calling in the city, you be laying for hours. I'm grimy like Tariq, I'm addicted to power. I think of funerals when I smell flowers. And that cocaine fire, it's like stepping on flour. I might bake your soda when I'm on with the hammer. I'm surrounded by wolves and credit card scammers.
Better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. It's better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. You know the game, and know that love come with pain. Shit.
Bow down, not fuck with MB proper. Still 100 shots when I drop ya. Who shot ya? No cosmetics, two primetics. Post grand live on camera, you diabetic. You drop rappers, New York, true crime records. You see me? I'm a monster. Dinner abroad, penny vodka. Put your body with God, Kevin Costner. 11 release, 7 of God, that sweet. Send me like my last hug. I got that Britney in a glass jug. Make you feel like Whitney in a bathtub. Big sweat bullets, it's a flash flood. From how you doing to his bad blood. Jealousy's a bad drug. I get that dope, I lead a positive pop like cocaine. Hold that Nina, boy, like Felicia with the soul of Vita. You know I smoke a feature, oh I could smoke your feature. Put your bitch face on the wall like it's a Mona Lisa. Seattle Chrome, they heater, make my home in Visa. Snatch your Roman Caesar, leak your thoughts out if you an overthinker. I've been through hard times, I made my mom cry. I wore my feelings on my sleeve and my heart died. I know a op, I know a cop in the mark ride. I make it pop, I make it hot, I make the squad slide. You ain't seen the hidden takes in my archive. Just know that every good girl got a dark side.
Better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. It's better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. And know
yeah.
The game, and know that love come with pain. You niggas
big baby, known to drive the ladies crazy. Plus I'm deep in my roots, that's Belize and Haiti. Park Place in Kingston, where the shots graze me. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a Brooklyn baby. Cops scared cause they know the taser won't faze me. Put my hand on the 380 and go crazy. I've been known to ghost a nigga, Pat Swayze. Got my hand on a white bitch, made a black baby.
Better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. It's better that they know that the streets is me. It's better that they know that we're playing for keys. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. If you ain't know, now you know, nigga. And know the game, and know that love come with pain.
praise.